is back again now to introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We now have news of scammers and of Norwich City Football Club. News scams revealed this week target Norfolk Broads nature lovers and elderly people who rely on care pendants. Norwich City FC helps bring in £11 million a season into local businesses. And this week they performed very well on the field, beating Derby County 3-2 away and drawing with Daniel Fark's Leeds at home. Alison will tell us about the first of the new scams.
Event scammers are usually more focused on targeting music lovers wanting to see their favourite band at Wembley. But in the Norfolk Broads, it's nature lovers who are facing the threat of being conned by fake ticket sellers. In recent weeks, criminals have been targeting people wanting to go on events like bat evenings, talks about fungus, and guided walks through nature reserves. It has led the Broads Authority to issue a warning after a number of fake profiles on Facebook have attempted to offer tickets to events for resale. The Broads Authority has urged people to be vigilant and to contact them for help to make sure the ticket seller is legitimate.
Scammers have their sights set on Norfolk's vulnerable elderly people again. Criminal gangs are cold-calling users of pendant care alarms, telling them a payment is due for their unit or that they need to make a payment to keep their unit working because of a digital switchover. Alarms are gradually being switched from phone lines to operating via the internet. Officials say they are hearing of 3 or 4 cases a week, while users of similar services operated by other agencies are also being targeted. Judith Berry, the council's community health and wellbeing manager, said, "Our advice is if someone calls asking for money for any reason, put the phone down and press your pendant. Wait until you receive a call and then talk to the operator. We would also recommend talking it over with a friend or relative, but whatever you choose to do, never, ever give out your bank or card details to a cold caller, even if they already seem to know some of your details."
Norwich City Football Club helps bring in more than £11 million a season for local businesses, a report has found. It revealed that 265 suppliers from the wider Norfolk area provided goods and services to the club during the last season, and 886 casual jobs were created for non-football community events at the stadium. This contributed £11.4 million to the regional economy, underscoring the club's vital economic role, according to the study. Anthony Richens, Finance and Operations Director at Norwich City, said the idea of the report is to show that money going into football clubs doesn't just pay the players' wages, but that it has a much wider impact, particularly on local communities and businesses. The UEA's School of Economics also helped put together the report, which looked at everything from spending on home match days to external events which the club hosted.
Borja Sainz beamed with pride after registering his first career hat-trick in Norwich City's 3-2 victory over Derby County. The Spaniard became the first City player to net 3 goals in a single game since Timo Pukki's hat-trick in their 7-0 demolition over Huddersfield in April 2021, and the first to achieve it in a league game away from home since James Maddison against Hull in March 2018. Sainz's goals proved to be enough to fire City to victory over a Derby side unbeaten at Pride Park for 9 games. Sainz was quick to dedicate his goals to colleague Josh Sargent, his teammates and family. "I'm very happy," Sainz reflected. "First, I must say thank you to Josh Sargent and the rest of my teammates. I've never scored one hat-trick before. This is my first one. This hat-trick is for my family and my girlfriend because she supports me every time. It's for my father, and I'm happy for him and me. Family is important to me and is the best."
Norwich City held Daniel Fark's Leeds United to an entertaining 1-1 draw at Carrow Road. A Josh Sargent penalty was cancelled out by Lagi Ramazzani's second-half strike to protect their unbeaten Carrow Road record, which will stretch to 11 months by the time Hull City arrive in Norfolk. Anis Ben-Shimane was preferred to Oscar Schwartau from the start, and City took the lead inside 15 minutes when positive work from Ante Knatsch saw Sargent chopped down by Joe Rodon inside the area. The American dispatched the spot kick with venom to put City ahead. They had to ride a period of pressure thereafter and lost central defender Jose Cordoba on the stroke of half-time. Leeds enjoyed territory and chances thereafter, but it was Willy Nyonto's through ball to Ramazzani that saw the summer signing arrow a shot into the far corner for the equaliser. City ended the game stronger, but both sides eventually settled for a point.